It's Raising Connections time. Every Saturday, 9 a.m., right here on WTTR, you hear Raising Connections program sponsored by Bauman's Feed and Pet and Mariah Bell Manor Kennels. Here we go. Morning. Welcome to Raising Connections. I'm your host, Rayshan Mayer. This is the program where we talk about all of the connections between your critters, companions, commerce, and agriculture. This morning, as always, we have a fun guest. Allison Curtis from Equihart is with us. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
Equihart.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We met and we had a really great conversation at a Masterson clinic for horses, and I was totally enthralled by what you were doing, and I bet there's a lot of horse riders out there who are just not knowing about this yet and really excited.
Well, I guess I'll tell you a little bit about myself. So I'm Allison Curtis, and I teach yoga for equestrians, both on the horse and off the horse. Most of the focus is off the horse in order to help people find stability, flexibility, strength, balance off the horse, and then transfer that onto their horse and then and using their muscles and to keep their postural alignment on their horse. And then when I work with riders on a horse, it's then really refining that movement on the horse to find where their symmetry is, and then we can work with any asymmetry that the horse has as well and help the rider and the horse work together. It's kind of hard. It's sort of the what came first, the chicken or the egg, the asymmetry in the horse or the asymmetry in the rider. So it's fun to put them, horse and rider, together and see what happens.
So
and pick those things out. But by working on the ground, I can pick out what's wrong in the rider. Well, I shouldn't say pick out what's wrong. I can find the asymmetries in the rider, and then when they get on the horse, then we can, you know, tweak things based on the horse.
So for those folks who aren't riders, the only thing I can really think of, and tell me if I'm wrong here, to compare this to would be riding a bicycle, because you have to be able to hold your balance to ride a
Definitely.
Bicycle.
Definitely. It's so much the same. It's also a lot like skiing. Being able to hold yourself up on ski, on if you're not a snowboarder, a regular skier, is to be able to hold your postural balance and find your center of gravity over the skis or on a bike.
So when people say, oh, and this is, I know within the horse world, this comes out a lot, oh, you don't work when you're riding, you're just sitting and riding.
Oh, I love to hear that. It makes me laugh every time, because then they would just, you always just, I always feel like I just want to put that on a person on a horse and say, okay, just sit there and see what happens.
So,
and most likely when the horse moves, they're going to either, you know, lose their balance and fall off, or realize that they do need muscle engagement to stay on the horse.
Because the horses don't come with training wheels.
No, unfortunately not.
So this is why horses are not only used for core challenged folks, but they're also used for therapy horses as well. And I know that's not your forte, but just for some listener thoughts here, that's why horses are used, because it promotes balance. It promotes the strengthening and the awareness of self in relationship to the horse, and the horse is a mirror of the rider, and vice versa.
Right. Years ago, I actually volunteered at a therapeutic riding center when I lived in Nebraska, and I learned so much just watching the students interact with the horses. You know, and these horses were completely different with these riders than they were with more able-bodied riders. The horses were more steady. To allow these riders that had these instabilities to find their balance on the horse and use the muscles that maybe they're not using because they're not, you know, that physically able, especially, you know, if they're in a wheelchair, it gives them a chance to use their upper body in a different way.
Interesting.
By being on a horse.
So the horse is very much, like you said, it's a chicken and egg issue here, where if there's an asymmetry in the rider, there's an asymmetry in the horse. So they would counterbalance each other?
They try. It's more likely, not to offend the riders out there in the world, that the rider is causing the asymmetry.
Okay.
Very rarely is it the horse, unless they have some conformational or injury problem or saddle fit issue. But most humans, you can do a body read, which is part of kind of a myofascial approach to yoga, where you can look at a person from their feet up, and you can see their postural alignment, where they may turn one foot out, which may cause one hip to drop, which may then cause a drop in one shoulder or tilt to their head just slightly to one side.
I'm guilty of that. As a kid, and I did not realize this until I started riding, because that's how I was made. That's how I was born. I was born in the late 60s, early 70s, and I was one of those kids that had braces on their feet. So a lot of our listeners will probably be in that category or be going, why did they put braces on feet when people were kids? And it wasn't until I was an adult and riding that I started having the hip and leg issues, and come to find out, as an older rider, it transferred to my back. And that's how I learned that I needed to be seeing someone to help me, because I was going to age differently on one side than the other.
Right. And that's where I think a lot of people have these asymmetries in riding, is they don't realize just by your natural stance, let's say your right toe turns out. And that could be because you have a pelvic torsion or a tilt in your pelvis, one direction or the other. One hip sits higher, one sits lower. It's common in pretty much 99.9% of the population. It's just varying in degrees. But that transfers through the whole body. And so that's where with yoga, we try to help to get that symmetry, to get those get people some more symmetrical. Even if their postural alignment is out a little bit, you strengthen the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments to help them not be compensating, I guess.
That makes sense.
For the asymmetry that they do have.
Because when I was riding, everybody would say, put weight in your right foot, put weight in your right foot. And I'm thinking, I have weight in my right foot. It wasn't my foot that needed the weight. I was compensating to the left. And so my riding buddy choice was always out to the right if I was off on the left. And it was the horse chiropractor that said to me, have you been checked? Because he's out. And I went,
yeah.
Oh, really?
It's interesting what we do to our horses. You know, I see so many people in different Facebook groups or people who ask me, they're like, you know, I feel like I'm leaning to the right, you know, and it's more, you've shortened up on that right side. And so you tend to have, you draw that right knee up, you draw up that right shoulder, you're longer on your left side. So something we can do in yoga is work to lengthen the right side to be more even with the left side.
And it's just, it's
and
it's amazing.
As we get older, it gets, you know, it only kind of accentuates.
It sure did in
problems.
Yes, it did in me. So the largest growing population of riders is the over 50, over 45 female and male population.
Right.
And we're the folks who, you know, people used to joke it and say, oh, wait till you hit 50, everything changes. Oh my goodness.
It does.
They're not wrong. And so with that population growing and their awareness of their bodies and the horse's awareness, how are you seeing that affect yoga and the types of yoga that you choose and body mechanics? There's a whole lot of stuff here.
Right, there is, you know, and there one of the things with biomechanics that I work with is you have the effects of gravity on your body, you know, just naturally standing. Well, when you're on the horse, when you're on the ground, you have the downward force of gravity on your body. When you're on a horse, you have the upward forces of the horse acting on you too, but you still have gravity pulling you down.
Okay.
So it's learning how to help your body be flexible and absorb those changes in forces of gravity. And as you get older, you really start to feel it in your joints. Fascia, which is the kind of connected spider web of, the best way to describe it is a spider web that kind of holds your body together. It can bunch up and tighten. And as we get older, there's less fluid moving through that fascia. And that causes us tension and tightness. So not only do I teach traditional like vinyasa, flow yoga, the type of yoga you typically see where you're doing, you know, down dog or warrior one or not standing on your head, just kidding, but any of the other poses, but I also incorporate a lot of yin yoga, which is much more passive, and it's more of a, you get in a posture.
I'm going to cut you off right there. When we come back, let's talk about yin yoga and how that relates.